Chapter 1. The Two Strange Men. Roberta, Peter and Phyllis Selby lived with their parents in a beautiful house in London. Their parents weren't rich, but the children had a comfortable life. But something strange happened one evening in the spring of 1903, and after that, everything was different. It's evening, and the family is sitting in the living room. Father is repairing Peter's broken train. Mother is reading a story to Phyllis. Roberta is playing the piano. Roberta detests her name. She prefers Bobby.
Can you repair it, Father?
Yes, Peter. It's not a problem.
Suddenly, there's a knock on the door. Ruth, the servant, goes to open the door. Soon, Ruth comes into the living room.
Two gentlemen are here to see you, sir.
Father leaves the room. A long time passes. Then Ruth comes into the room again.
Mr. Selby wants to talk to you, madam,
she says to Mrs. Selby.
He's very worried.
Mother leaves the room. The children wait. Then they hear the door close. The children run to the window and see Father. He's leaving in a cab with two strange men. The children are frightened. Mother comes into the living room again. She's worried too.
What's happening? Where's Father going?
Who are those men?
The men want to talk to Father,
Mother says.
Please don't ask any more questions. I can't talk about it.
A month passes and Father doesn't come home. Mother is often out of the house. At home, she's worried and sad. The children try to be good, but they want a normal life again. One morning, Mother has got important news.
We can't stay in this house anymore,
she says.
We must move to a new house in the country. It's small, but it's comfortable.
No,
says Phyllis.
I love this house. I don't want to leave it.
We must, darling,
says Mother.
We haven't got the money anymore.
The children are sad, but they understand. The next day, the family starts to pack.
I don't want to leave London.
This is an adventure.
Can I take my teddy?